Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omega 7 live here tonight in the Care to Read Room. We are underwritten by Project 2019. We're a family and consumer science room where we deal with closing the gap of disparity of illiteracy and trying to bring about an opportunity for African Americans to disseminate information, because we know it's so plentiful. We make sure that we bring about information on the show. We are an African conscious group where we focus in on enlightening some while renewing the concept of others. Now, as you know, we have been featuring the topic to be young, gifted, and black for the past month, and we've been focusing on everything from the dating area of the young, gifted, and black, the engagement of the young, gifted, and black, and also we have been deciphering Nina Simone's lyrics. What does she mean about young, gifted, and black? Now, we've talked about various different things in this room about young, gifted, and black, but we're going to flip the switch tonight. We're going to talk about the relationships of those young, gifted, and black. And we're going to bring along Mary J. Blige to help us decipher what is going on and what is the pulse of the people in the relationship. And I have brought my best friend on to help me out here, one of the experts out there in the industry. She is an entrepreneur in the business industry of of assessing and critiquing bands. She is an expert in her own right, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to ask you to welcome Mrs. Tanya Vega as she comes to join us tonight as my co-host. She will be giving us excerpts and giving us information about the industry. And if you're out there, I want you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And we're going to invite you to come in with your questions, and we are going to be playing music tonight from the one and only Mary J. Blige, and we're going to be giving you a little excerpt of what's going on in relationship. I want to know, do men really know what we want? Do they have a clue how to make a woman happy? And I'm asking you young heads out there, because some of us baby boomers might not know what is going down, but I know one thing. All of you men who are following the direction of what your mother said, you better shop around. I want you to stop Jimmy Mackin and get yourself back in my arms again. Okay, I want you to stop duking the Earl because you know I'm the only girl. Now, that's the kind of raps that we used to have when we were coming up when Smokey Robinson was writing those songs like that. Now, I don't know where you come from or what side of the track. But if you are one of those men out there that are Jimmy Mackin and Duke and the Earl, come in this room tonight and talk about what's your new handle on talking to women. And how do you get a woman to see it your way? Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you join me while I welcome my guest, Mrs. Tanya Vega, and give her the mic and say hello this evening. We'd like to say hello to Mrs. Tanya Vega. How are you, Tanya?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm in my same old everyday thing. I'm talking about those guys out there, Tanya, who've been Jimmy Mackin. You know, see,
I can understand. I do get picked up at the bar or wherever I am at reviewing bands. So I have stories to tell about that.
All right, then, that's what I'm talking about. But right about now, we're going to check with Mary J. Blige, because she's got a lot of stories to tell, and this is my girl. Let's listen to a tune from a brand-new hit from Mary J. Blige. She's going to tell the whole story. Stay tuned.
I've been lying in my bed, crying till my eyes are red. People say that things will change, but it's still the same shade of green. I get mad to walk away when it all just starts to fade. I know you're fed up, so am I, but we just can't say goodbye.
Looking at me sideways, live every night like it's a Friday. Our conversations are so monumental, licking on the ear. I'm whispering a couple riddles. She fell in love with my technique. I made her call me boss when in the bed sheet. We both coming from the same place. All in the boat coming at the same place. Still on my dope way swag, top down on my camera, oh way swag. Play the hand we was dealt from the beginning, baby. Gotta tell it, check the tip, but we winning, baby.
Go right back to the lesson. How to trust and get the man.
where we came from, man.
I've been holding and holding on.
Characteristics of a charismatic nigga. 20 million on the villa. What's still up? We living. Little boys gotta work at that. Getting cash, so I text my girl a perfume bag. Blowing kisses, I be dropped out. Y'all niggas got guap. Stay in your house when the block hot. Making love that will not stop. Dead sheets to the counter, stop down with my baby down the rock.
How
old are you? Hold your glasses up, baby. Yeah. 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 The presence of greatness. Queen of Child. Mary J.
You made that music. That's right. That's Mary J., the one and only Mary J., doing a duet with one of our hip-hoppers, telling us why we just can't get it right. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to bring Mrs. Vega back on, because it seems like we just can't get it right. You know, our relationship, that's what we're talking about. What is the problem? You know, it seems like we want to start again, and when we want to start again, we start again, and things start all over again. So how come we just can't get it right? What do you think about that, Ms. Vega? What are we going to have to do about our relationships?
First of all, a relationship is about giving and taking. And the person who gives a lot and the person who takes a lot are not going to be compatible in any type of relationship. You're going to have to give a little. You're going to have to take a little. You can't be me all the time. You're going to have to make time to share what you have to the other person. And if you can't share, then you shouldn't be in a relationship in the first place, because you're going to have to check all your egos at the door.
I like
that.
I like that. You know why I like that? Because we have to deal with the hand that we were dealt with, like the lyric says in the song. Sometimes we want to make something out to be something that it's not. And you've got these guys that are walking around thinking they are the Duke of Earl, and that
every day
they're supposed to duke them out. And then they got them thinking that they're supposed to act like a maid when you're supposed to be equal in God's sight. And then you got the problem, What do you think about new breed men with these bad boys? What do you think about these bad boys these days?
I have a whole bunch of bad boys on my block who try to hit on my oldest daughter, who's 18, and she doesn't have time for them, because they come up with this, hey, baby, hey, honey, hey, whatever, and she tells them out flat, my name is not baby, my name is not honey, my name is not dear, my name is miss. And if you want to talk to me, you need to talk to my mom first, because that's the only way you're going to get to talk to me, is you have to talk, is you have to treat my mom with respect if you want to talk to me.
Well, do you think that there is some edge that the young people have? I mean, love is in the air. Let's take a picture. Look. Air, you're young, and it's inevitable that you're going to fall in love. If you're beyond the age of 16, it will, the love bug will get you. Now, what does a woman do if she's really in the market for love but doesn't want to put it out there like that? Give us some advice.
If you're in the market for love or don't really want to put it out there, let me put it this way. Don't act desperate when you don't want to be desperate.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, if you're not in the market for love, then start off as friends. Go slow. Try to figure out who the guy is. Don't jump in right away, head over heels. heart first, then your head. Start with your head first, because your brain is your biggest sexual organ out there, people. And if you don't have a brain to go along with that heart, you're going to be messed up either way. So,
and you know what? That is some good advice coming from Ms. Vega. I'm telling you, she's out there on the scene where the music is and where the love bug is always trying to bite somebody. Ms. Vega, give me the type of situation, the club life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, you can lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Our chat rooms are open now, and we're talking to Mrs. Tanya Vega, who's out there in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. She's out there with the bands on, things are going down. So she sees it from all directions because she's assessing and observing. So we brought the expert in to help us to understand what is going on with relationship and how do we handle ourselves when we want a new relationship, but we don't want to appear to be desperate.
Especially ladies, if you're going to look for a man in a club, don't dress like you're going to be a hooker up by night because guys will pick up on that in 5 seconds. Guys are very visual. They're not, you know, looking for, they're not, you know, they don't in tune with the emotions. That's after the sex. That's after the sex. The guys are very visual. If you're going to dress like a hooker, they're going to treat you like a hooker. If you're going to dress like you got some sense and that you got some class in the way you're dressed, they're going to treat you with that you have class and have some sense. It's how we dress and how we put ourselves out there. That's how guys will treat you. Women, we're direct opposite. We want the whole package. We're looking at the visual. We're also looking at the emotional. And we're also probably looking at the monetary. That's how we assess men. Man, they just
finance before romance.
Yes. Women, we are so darn picky. We probably assess the guy how much he makes. And from his paycheck by the way he's dressed in 5 seconds. Guys are so visual. They look at you from the head to toe. They're looking from the neck down below. That's where guys are looking at women, when how you dress, because they don't care about your hair. They're looking at the rest of you.
Okay.
The hair that can wait.
Now, Mrs. Vega, I'd like to know, when you're a VIP on the back stage,
mm-hmm.
working with the crew, and you're one of the musicians, and they accept you like a professional, how many times have you ran into some of those real artists that you wanted to not only just meet, but you wanted to spend some time with, and you were willing to give them some time and have dinner with them? How many times have you ran into that situation, and it turned out for you?
I ran into them a couple of times this year, especially recently when I talked to DJ Maceo, De La Soul. I overstayed my interview time. I didn't know how much time I had with him, but I overstayed because he has so much wealth of information. And, I mean, he's very philosophical for a guy who has four kids. One of them is like, one of his children is the same age as my oldest daughter. And he's very philosophical in his own unique way. And I just wanted to stay and listen to him talk. I didn't have any more questions for him because I just let the guy talk. That was the first time I let somebody rule my interview. And it was interesting. He's very nice. He's very cordial. He's just a down-to-earth person, and he tells it like it is. And, I mean, he's like one of the few interviews that I would, like, let people just run my interview, like, hey, keep on talking. I'll just keep on writing. Whatever quotes I can pick up, I'll use it in the interview.
Well, you know, I had a similar situation once where I was opening for MC Light over in Europe. And it
mm-hmm.
turned out that, you know, she was a no-show, but nevertheless, we gave her a party. And the next day, we had a chance to go to, you know, to the backstage and be with her. My son had a chance to interview her up front and personal. And I was
uh-huh.
amazed at how down-to-earth this woman was. And so he walked in. He says, why don't you give my mom an autograph to open up for you? And she says, oh, I will. I'm glad she showed up, you know, for me. So anyway, she gave me an autograph, and she was really down to earth, and I found out that going backstage, you will find that everything can go on, will go on, and you're back there, you're seeing them in their worst state. Sometimes they're angry.
Yes, I have.
Sometimes they're out of control, and these
mm-hmm.
people come out, and they, you know, bell out that song and pull their attitudes together, but sometimes they are pissed off about the situation, about the way things are handled. Now, being in the industry, because you are a lady of choice who actually is one of the best in Chicago, and ladies and gentlemen, she is one of the featured bloggers who actually write about what she interviews. So she's one of the professionals that you wouldn't normally see. And I always kept Mrs. Vega close to me because I aspire to be just like her. You know, I asked her to let me be her understudy because my short-lived career in the industry, I wanted to get back in there. I wanted to know how I can slip back in without someone knowing that I'm over 50. But nevertheless, I admire what you do, Mrs. Vega. I admire the fact that you've interviewed some great people. Can you tell us what are some of the great people you've interviewed probably within the last 6 months that you can share with us and give us some inspiration if we are artists and want to get back out there?
Okay. Let's see. This year I've interviewed probably old school for a lot of parents, but people who are listening out there. But I interviewed Emilio Castillo of Tower of Power. He's a wonderful person to talk to about if you want to know everything and anything about the music industry. He talked about how they started and how they continued so long after 40 years. I mean, this band has been together for 42 years, same age as I am. 42 years, they're still together, same members of the whole band. No one has left. No one has dropped out. Everyone has checked their egos at the door. They're all like one family. And this band, which I like about what I really like about this band is they take time out after the show, no matter how tired they are. They'll meet with every single fan until they've shaken the last fan's hand. They'll sign anything. They'll sign. They were signing autographs. Some they were signing, you know, somebody's license plate for them. But this band, each member of the band sits at a table and they will talk to everybody, no matter how. You know, they don't care. They want to meet their fans. That's why their fans really love them to death. And when I talked to Emilio Castillo, he said, "You probably won't be sitting down reviewing our show because you'll be talking to the fans because that's where you really want to know more about us and how we interact with our music and our fans is just check out the fans and see how they react." And he was right. I didn't really sit down for the whole entire show for Tower of Power because I was too busy walking around watching the fans and how their music connects with the fans. I mean, fans were telling me the time of day, the day, the month, the year when they were heard this one particular Tower of Power song, what happened, what changed their life. I mean, people had stories for me to tell. And when I wrote the review, I wrote in the perspective of a fan would appreciate this band. I didn't even cover the band per se. But I mean the way the fans, you know, talked about the band, you know, not like, you know, groupies today, but I mean these people had, you know, memories and they were just telling me their memories and their fun times and their sad times about, you know, how the music had affected them. And that's the way I wrote the review because I basically sat with the fans instead of watching the band.
Ms. Vega, could you give the listening audience your blog site so they can go out and start following you and tracking what it is you're writing? Because I want the fans out there to know that it is very, very difficult to critique somebody and be positive at the same time. And,
oh, yeah, it's very hard.
Tell us your web blog so they can actually go read some of your information.
Okay, my blog site is Southside, one word, southsideonthetown.blogspot.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you do go read her material because I'm telling you, she's definitely found a niche in this area of industry. The industry is changing, Tanya, and I found that to come back into the industry, you got to come strong and hard. And I've been working on something by Nina Simone, a very, very excellent collection of traditional music that she sings. And I've been listening to her songs like To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and also Mama's Blues. Oh, it is some song to listen to. And I'm a gospel singer, but I'm coming out of my comfort zone to go into some blues and jazz because my family were mostly blues and jazz singers. I come from a long line of singers, and my uncle expected me to sing and to do something. So I wanted to do this whole rendition by Nina Simone that I've been working on, but I'm also taking care that I want to mix a little of that bad boy stuff in there and a lot of hip-hop in there with it to bring it up to date. Otherwise, our young people won't even peep it or even listen to it. It's got to have that rock to it. You know what I'm talking about? That
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, bringing it like Mary J. Blige. Let's take a moment to listen to another one of Mary J. Blige's brand new hits, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you can understand that Mary J. Blige is one of my mentors, and I cry with Mary, and we sing together, and Mary gives me momentum to write. So I want to just hit a blast on Mary J. Blige.
Oh no.
now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to know how to love a woman. It's very important that men understand that women are really getting to the point where they are resulting to become celibate. And I really hate that, Ms. Vega. I talk to women, and they're coming out of these 4 years of celibacy, and I want to talk a little bit on celibacy because sometimes it's better to shut down and to shut out than to put up with a whole bunch of nonsense. And the celibacy thing, the man thinks he knows how to love a woman. And just like Mary J. Blige was saying, you got to kiss her real soft, and you got to get down, and you got to ask her how she feels when she's crying, and you got to be her best ally, and you got to be her best support system. But men
so
don't
true.
Understand. Women are checking you out to see if you're their best friend and who is their best child. For them. And then when a woman gets out in trouble, then the man stands back and he becomes a coward. And nothing is worse than having a coward for a man because he won't stand up for you and what you stand for. A lot of times a woman will throw out wolf cards, but she wants that man to stand up and to take those blows. But when he backs out and she finds out she's alone, it's nothing else he can do for her. And we got a lot of situations now where women are faced with having to leave a relationship because a man is too coward to talk about how he feels, his feelings for her, his opinion. He's a little boy. He hasn't grown up yet, and he's wavering between two opinions. So how do we deal with that in a relationship?
Most men, from what I know, most men feel that sharing your feelings is a sissy thing. I hate to tell you this, guys, but if you don't express your feelings, how are we supposed to know how you feel when we are down ourselves? I mean, we can't be strong for the both of us. That's kind of hard. I did it with my ex-husband. I was strong for the both of us, but I also wanted him to, you know, express his feelings, and he would never express his feelings. Yeah. On my birthday, Christmas, you know, certain holidays, yeah, that's, you know, his way of expressing feelings. But I don't know how you feel unless you tell me how you feel, because I can't think for you. That's not my job. And you know, guys, it's okay to say I love you. Trust me, to make a woman cry, and I can attest to that, all you got to do is say three simple little words. I love you. Don't say ditto. Don't say I know. Don't say, yeah, sure, baby, yeah, me too. Say I love you, and say it in a way that, and if you can't say it, express it. You know, write her a poem. Hey, it's cool. I have a guy now who writes me poetry. And he sends it to me email, and I'm like, oh, he loves me. I can sit there and cry for days because I keep reading the same poetry. Send her a card. Send her a flower. Hey, it doesn't have to be a dozen bouquet of roses. Send her favorite flower. If it's a tulip, and send her a tulip. We'll make you breakfast in bed if you give us a tulip. People, please, be creative.
If there's a man out there that right now that thinks he knows what a woman wants, our chat rooms are open. Why don't you just come into the chat room and type it up there? Because I'm sure it's some woman you've been trying to Jimmy Mac, and I'm telling you how to get yourself back in the arms again. You need to stop Jimmy Mackin' and stop duking the Earl and go ahead and love the girl and tell her that you love her. See, we
Be creative. I mean, it could be the most simplest thing. If you know her favorite candy and you just buy it on the spur of the moment, hey, that's your expressive way of saying I love you. Go for it. I mean, it doesn't have to be the biggest diamond ring in the world. You can give her the most smallest, cheapest candy bar, and she'll still love you for it. It doesn't have to be superficial monetary thing. The littlest things count, guys. I'm telling you from experience. The littlest things count, and they count on my book.
The thing that I have been looking at in coming out of a 36-year relationship, I have been testing the water, like throwing my head in the ring and tipping my one big toe to see if it's safe to go in. And it's kind of scary because, you know, these men have been working, they've been working with these microwave oven women who are quick and fast. And when you come out with a slow, they make you think that you're not in the competition and you're not in the in the ring for even a contender. And you constantly have to explain to them that you want to get to know them and know something about them. Then all of a sudden the secrets come. I've never seen such a secret society. There's a secret society of men out there that I don't want you to know this. And I, okay, well, what is going on in your life? Do you have another relationship? Are you married? Do you have another family? You know,
yeah, I've been through that too. After after my divorce, and I started, you know, doing the same thing, to dipping my toes into the water, you find out a whole lot of things about men and secrets. Men try to keep secrets from you, and but you start picking up things with women. We're very intuitive, and we go with our guts. And if our gut says, you know, the guy has a secret, and he has, there's something that kosher, and he tells you, don't call me at this certain time, or you can only see me at this certain time, you know, either A, he has a girlfriend, or B, he's married. And women go with your first instinct. Don't be hanging on, because that's going to lead you down to a whole lot of primrose paths of tears.
It's sad because somebody needs to set precedence, because some of the men are kind of tied up and they are ready for a relationship. But they got to have a plan. They got to be a full package. And when they come out, they can't come out weak. They got to come out strong. So maybe somewhere along the line, we've got to have some lessons for those men that are sincere about really finding Mrs. Right. So they got to come out strong, because women are flaking them off. If they come out too weak, they'll say, oh, they're not sincere, I need to move on. But these men don't have a clue what it is that a woman wants. So I'm going to break it down to kind of proper light. If you truly are trying to get married and trying to get into a long-term relationship, like Ms. Vega said, write those love letters. Go ahead and Jimmy Mac. Okay, we're going to get the girl back in your arms again. Send those love letters and send that poetry. Call her several times a day and ask her how she's doing. Don't call her and ask her what she got on. And don't ask her what color her panties are. No, don't be vulgar with it. You gotta be real sly and slick.
And another thing I like to say, ask her, you know, listen to what she has to say. Because if her day was bad, don't say, oh, baby, that was okay, but this is my day. No, no, no. Let her explain to you the whole day and give her some real comfort. Don't be saying, oh, baby, that's so bad. You know, say, maybe can I come over and hold your hand? Hold her hand, guys. It is, women want to be held. Women want to be comforted. And there's no shame to the game if you got to hold a woman's hand. And it's the most beautiful thing in the world. If you just got to sit next to her and just hold her and let her cry, hold her and let her cry. Uh-huh, you'd be doing us, you doing her and yourself, you know, getting closer together.
Now, Ms. Vega, with the young brothers and sisters who are young, gifted, and black, you know, they want the bad boy. Now, Mary J. Blige has a song out talking about the bad boy, but how they get along so well. And every woman wants a bad boy for some reason, so he can do it so wrong and they can kiss and make up. But, you know, there are those of us who
don't boys don't last long. They're good for momentarily for that time being. They don't last. They're not good for long-term relationships, because bad boys turn out to be the worst kind of people that you want to end up with for the rest of your life.
And where do these men get off at thinking domestically inclined? Yes, you know, you test the woman to see if she's a marriage material, but men have got to understand, you don't go giving your laundry to a woman and ask her to do your laundry to determine how well she loves you. She may press those clothes on real good and make you feel like you are the one, baby, and you get those clothes on. I got to find out if she can cook, she can iron, and keep, you know, clothes clean. It has nothing to do with how she feels about you. She'll do that out of respect. So men have got to start understanding women like filthy lucre. They like to go shopping. So when you grade them on a date, don't take them to Walmart. Talk about, I'm going in here to pick out me some towels, so let's go to Walmart. And don't take her somewhere where you're going to buy a plate of food and split it with her. If you're on a budget, tell her you're on a budget and let's go Dutch and take her somewhere decent.
Yeah, you know, I mean, be open. But also be creative. If you're on a budget, cook for her. Hey, I don't mind a guy who can cook. It shows that he, at least he knows his way around the kitchen. At least he will burn water. Ha, ha, ha.
That's right.
But, you know, but, I mean, you know, be creative. If you, you know, if you're going to, you know, cook, make something that you enjoy, that you know how to do. Don't be doing an elaborate five-course meal. If it's a simple lasagna dinner, make a simple lasagna dinner, have a salad, have your garlic bread, boom. You got a lovely dinner. She's going to appreciate whatever you can do. I mean, if you want to do something for her and you know how to clean house better than she can, you know, offer to help clean house. I'm just saying, it's not a bad thing, guys, if you know how to clean house better than a woman can. I know a guy who can clean house better than I can. And I'm like, wow, you're better than me because I don't like house cleaning. And I'm a woman. Yes, this woman does not like house cleaning to death, but she will do it anyway. But, you know, use your talents, guys. If you have a talent, secret talent, if you can sing, you can write a song, if you can cook, do it for her. You know, show her what you have. I mean, women get tired of showing what we have. You know, yeah, some of us can cook. Some of us can clean. Yeah, some of us can keep house, have kids, raise our kids. But, you know, show us what you got.
Now,
show me something.
About the good life. And see,
yeah.
Our black men have got to understand when it's a woman's second time around, she's looking for the good life. And a lot of the men have not a clue, not because they're blue-collar workers that they don't know what the good life is. You know, quality is better than quantity. And
true.
The adventure of traveling and seeing things and doing things, you've got men that would rather bank their money, waste their money, than to go and travel and see things. I'm looking for relationships that's going to bring me quality of life. And I've sought to be celibate and remain alone until that perfect Mr. Right comes, because I'm finding that I had an opportunity to find that Mr. Right at one time, but I was not ready, and it was a bad situation. For those of us who are going a second time around, and we're not really looking for that traditional marriage license, and we might be looking for more of a communion, how do you feel about writing contracts and couples coming together writing their contract? Because we're talking about young, gifted, and black men these days. What do we do?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a relationship now where we've been engaged for 2 years, and we're enjoying the engaged life. Everyone's wondering when we're going to actually tie the knot. And I keep telling people, well, we're going to get to the altar when we get to the altar. Right now, we're just enjoying each other's company. And that's how I enjoy, you know, our engagement life going on, you know, another year. Maybe we'll get married next year. Who knows? But I feel that, you know, as, you know, going around, you know, this is my second time going around the marriage pool, I want to take things slow. The first time I rushed into it, I made a whole lot of mistakes with my ex. This time I want to take it slow, and this is the second marriage too. So we're both taking it slow, we're taking it easy, and we're not really in a rush to get to the altar, because it's not going to be a traditional wedding. We already